The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Let's step into other tools and things that can actually help you out and guide you in the right direction. Let's step into Equilibrium this morning, right here on Freedom 106.5 FM. Let's welcome our guest today, Ms. Rhonda Thompson Benjamin, counseling psychologist. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. And today we're talking about the common signs of anxiety and depression in men. What is anxiety and depression? Let's get into our first questions. Good morning, Ms. Benjamin. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well today. Happy to have another productive conversation.
Great. So today the topic being common signs of anxiety and depression in men. So I think the first question that we should ask is, what is anxiety and what is depression? Is it like a gas movement, or is it something, you know, that let's define it.
Okay. So anxiety and depression are mental health conditions, not weaknesses. Now, everyone may experience symptoms of anxiety and depression. For example, we may be worrying about a specific project that we would have to complete. We may feel sadness or fear from time to time, but this does not indicate that you have anxiety or depression. So to be diagnosed with depression or even anxiety, there are certain symptoms that must be present over a specified period. However, what we need to understand, even as we celebrate Men's Mental Health Month, is that mental health exists on a continuum. So paying attention to our emotional well-being, you know, recognizing warning signs and seeking support when needed could really help prevent symptoms from becoming more severe and overall improve the quality of life.
And the next one, how do symptoms of depression and anxiety in men sometimes differ from what people traditionally expect to see?
So the thing is, when we think about depression, we think about extreme sadness. However, men, they often exhibit atypical symptoms such as anger, aggression, you know, substance abuse, even risky behaviors. So it's important that we understand what the symptoms are so we'll be able to detect them early. So you know, a man might be short-tempered or aggressive, or you realize that you may be feeling out of control with regards to rage. So this might be a sign that there might be something deeper. The escapist behavior, so working excessively. So this may seem as, you know, something that is great, a productive man, but if you realize that you are working beyond what is required or working so much that it even becomes unproductive, so you are not getting sleep and now you are irritated, that is a sign that there might be an underlying problem that needs to be addressed. Another one that we pay attention to with men is the use of alcohol and drugs to self-medicate. You know, the underlying pain and concerns that they may be experiencing. So men, they have even physical symptoms. So there might be unexplained headaches. You go to the doctor, I don't know what is happening with me, but I just have headaches. You know, even digestive problems, chronic pain, and even sexual dysfunction. All of these things combined may show, or they may give a warning sign that this person may be experiencing symptoms of depression or anxiety.
What are some healthy coping strategies men can use when they begin noticing signs of emotional distress?
So some of these simple but practical tools, sometimes they are so simple that we don't think that they work, but research has been showing us over and over again that lifestyle changes can significantly impact your mental health. So when we talk about lifestyle changes, we are referring to simple activities such as spending time with supportive friends and family. No man is an island, right? We do need people. And in fact, this is one of the greatest indicator that you will be resilient in the face of distress. And that is having supportive friends and family. You know, regular exercise, this releases natural endorphins in the body. So it really improves mood. So for men, you know, find a field, you know, play football, you know, engage in basketball, or even in your day-to-day routine. You know, sometimes the sun is very hot, but we can park our cars a little further from our workplace and take a good walk. All of these things are helpful. In addition to, of course, maintaining a healthy diet, it is really, really important. And these are worthwhile changes that could really help reduce anxiety and depression symptoms.
And what should when should a man consider seeking professional support rather than trying to manage things on his own?
Now, again, as I started with the interview, we all experience, you know, phases of life, the ups and the downs, and it may just be that, you know, we are having a bad or difficult day. But if you realize that this is not just a day, 2 days, 1 week, but for months you are feeling these symptoms, this might be an indication or an indicator that you may need to seek professional support. So if you are having suicidal thoughts, or what we call suicidal ideation, with or without a plan, it may mean that, listen, I may need to tap into support and also understand that it's okay to tap in and receive professional support. So when these symptoms begin affecting your daily functioning, meaning you're not getting up for work anymore, you lack that motivation, you realize that your interpersonal relationships have been negatively affected, so you realize that there is more conflict in the home, and most times it's coming from your place of hurt. Yeah, it means that, you know what, let me get some professional support so I would be well, so I could feel well, and eventually, you know, my family as well will not be negatively affected.
What are some practical steps men can take today to improve their mental and emotional well-being?
Well, firstly, one of the things that we need to do is slow down. Men, I know that this is hard to hear sometimes because you are very goal-oriented and you need to provide, and you feel as though if you slow down, things will not get done. But you need to check in with yourself daily just for a few minutes. Identify what you're feeling and what might be contributing to those emotions. Yeah? So slow down at the beginning of the day. Think about the things that you have to do, yes, but also think about what experiences, what emotions you are feeling, and what might be your stressors. When you are able to identify your stressors, then you can put things in place to reduce your level of stress. Another one is, of course, talking to someone you trust. Reach out to a friend, a family member, a mentor, a spiritual leader or colleague, rather than carrying the challenges alone. I want to emphasize again that healthy relationships are one of the strongest protective factors for mental well-being. So consider it, men. Yes, you know, you are going, but at what cost? Yes, you are managing. Yes, you are putting it in the back burner, your stressors and what is affecting you. But eventually, it catches up with us. So we may need time to slow down and talk to someone that we trust or can give you advice. Prioritize sleep. Now, we know that we have our devices. Sometimes emails are coming in at all hours of the night. And sometimes our brain is unable to slow down because of the blue light in our eyes at night and wondering about what we have to do the next day. But we have to prioritize sleep. Aim for at least 7 hours of quality sleep each night. Poor sleep can really worsen symptoms of anxiety and depression. And lastly, I would emphasize again, seek professional support early. You know, talk with a counselor, a psychologist, or any other mental health professional that can really provide tools and support before challenges become overwhelming. And at Equilibrium, we do offer that support. So if you do need to reach out, you can contact us at 376-3760.
Ms. Benjamin, thank you so much for taking the time to give us those common signs of anxiety and depression in men. And let's hope that it touched someone today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
The
Take
best
care.
Insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.